السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه، رضا نفسه، زينة عرشه، ومداد كلماته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم الأمين الرؤوف الرحيم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Let's start today again with few couplets from Qasida Hujjat. مولاي يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. After praises to Almighty Allah, beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I pray to Allah that Allah Almighty shower His special blessings on each of us and all Muslims around the world, and save us from the punishment and torment of the last hereafter. My dear brothers, we have come in this world to gather as much good deeds we can. The verses which I have recited from Surah Zilzal or Surah Zalzala, they mean فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whomsoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. Everyone will be rewarded of his deeds. And similarly, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whosoever commits an atom's weight of evil, he will see it. This means everyone is accountable, everyone will be rewarded, and simultaneously he will be punished for his sins. In today's lecture, I will be discussing shortly 10 points, if we get time. Consequences of committing sins. We are not allowed to commit sins. If somebody is committing sins, he should repent immediately in the court of Allah. He should say, Astaghfirullah, O Allah, I repent you in your court. I seek forgiveness from you. Inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka. We seek your help, we beg forgiveness from you. Because we are not allowed to commit sins. And if we are committing sins, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If that sin is equal to atom or mustard seed, you would be facing the punishment. So today, what are the consequences of sins? What happens when we commit sins? The first thing when we commit sins, prevention of knowledge. When the person is committing sins, the first consequence, he will be unable to acquire knowledge. He will be unable to acquire knowledge and grasp and understand his religion. As narrated by Imam Shafi'i, he said that knowledge is a light. And Allah blesses knowledge to those people who are not disobedient. Only obedient people are bestowed with the knowledge. Any person, any layman cannot understand the religion. It depends on the obediency, his efforts. Many people make efforts, but they cannot become a scholar of Islam. Imam Shafi radiallahu ta'ala, the big scholar of Islam, once said that I had a problem of memory. I cannot remember things for a long time. I had this problem. And I went to my teacher and I said, I cannot memorize the things. When I learn something, I forget it. So how should I increase my memory? How should I strengthen my memory? So Imam Shafi once said, شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ رَقِيٍ سُوءَ حِفْظِي فَأَوْصَانِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُقْتَىٰ لِآسِي. I complained to my teacher, Shaykh Waqi, about weakness of my memory. So he ordered me, abandon disobedience. If you want to strengthen your memory, if you want to increase your knowledge, you have to abandon disobedience. He informed me that knowledge is life, and Allah does not give this life to disobedient people. So the first consequence, and the first effect, and the first evil of committing sins, you will not be having the understanding of religion. You will be far away from the mercy of Almighty Allah. You will not be able to understand the message of Quran. Therefore, many people today complain us in our society that Maulana Shaykh, we have a habit of forgetting things. We keep our things somewhere else and we forget where we have kept these things. So the reason is committing sins. In Arabic they say, due to isyan, there is nisyan. You commit sins, you will have the habit of forgetting, habit of losing your memory. You will not be able to remember the things for a long time. Second thing, the consequence of doing the sins and committing the sins. Disobedience reduces your life span. Every person desires to have a long life. But if he is committing sins, my brother, surely his life will be shortened and reduced. You would be knowing that in earlier days, people used to have a long life. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had the life of about approximately 1,000 years. And similarly, other prophets and other people at that time, Hazrat Salman Farsi, the companion of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the life, according to one riwayat, he lived for 350 years. And near to some, he lived for 250 years. But after the arrival of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qiyamah, the day of judgment has come closer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the life of my ummah is between 60 to 70. And if somebody has acquired the life of 60, and if he has gone beneath the 60 years, he should be saying that I am being rewarded by Almighty Allah. This is bonus life for me. Because our Prophet has said, life of my ummah is between 60 to 70. But nowadays we are seeing, we are observing many people are unable to accomplish the 60 years of life. Many people pass away at the age of 20, 30, 40. We have seen many people dying from cardiac arrest at the age of 40, 30. What is the reason? There should be many reasons. But Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, disobedience reduces your life. And one thing can increase your life. And Sauban called ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sauban narrated that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, la yazidu fi umuri illa albir. Nothing can increase your life except piety and righteousness. If you do good deeds, Allah will increase your life. There will be blessing in your life. You will be having a long, healthy life. And simultaneously, if you are committing sins, your life span will reduce. You will die at the age of 40, 45. You will not be reaching at that old age. Many of us wait that we will improve ourselves when we become old. We will be coming into the mosques when we become old. This is the time to have entertainment. My dear brothers, when you are disobedient, this is the fact, your life span will reduce. The third thing, scholars have said, disobedience weakens your heart and weakens your body. When you commit sins, your heart will become weak. You cannot stay longer. And the heart becoming weaker, what does that mean? The scholars say, apparently, you will be observing a person very healthy. You will be observing a person, a wealthy person. But internally, apparently he will be appearing good. But internally, he would be fearing. He would be having anxiety. He would be having tensions.
nervousness, hypertension. Many of the times we have observed the people, they say, Maulana, there is fear in our heart. There is anxiety in our heart. I don't know what is the reason, but there is something fearing me. There is nervousness. And many people at this time, in this modern age, in spite of having so much medical facilities, they are using medicines to reduce their tension. And now tension has reached to the next level called as hypertension. What is the reason? Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per his ahadith, as per his traditions, disobedience weakens your heart. Your now heart has become the place of sorrows, griefs, tensions, nervousness. So if you want to increase the strength of your heart, if you want to increase the magnification and increase the gloriousness of your heart, you should be abandoning the sins. The fourth thing, continuity to commit sins will make it easy for you. The person committing a sin at the first moment will be fearing, he will be having a frightening position. As said by Abdullah ibn Masood, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَانَّهُ قَاعِدٍ تَحْتَ جِبَالٍ. When a true believer of Islam is committing a sin, he is so frightening and is fearing from Almighty Allah that he is standing at the foot of the mountain. And if he commits a sin, the mountain will fall over him. He is unable to commit a sin. But when he becomes habitual, he starts committing sins, then the commitment of sins and the continuity of sins become very easy and insignificant for him. As said by Holy Prophet Abdullah ibn Masood has said, وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ مَرَّ عَلَىٰ أَنْفِهِ. For a disbeliever, for a person who is committing sins, the sins become as easy for him as to remove a fly or mosquito from his body. The committing of sins become easy for him. So when you become a sinner, gradually and slowly, this sin, practicing of sin, become very easy and significant for you. And the time has come when your every movement is engrossed in sin. The fifth thing, by the consequence of sin, habitual sinner start doing it publicly. When you become a habitual sinner, the time will come, you will do it publicly, you will expose your sins. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, kullu ummati muafan illa al-mujahirin. Every one of my followers will be forgiven. Every one of my followers will be forgiven if he do istighfar, if he repent, his sins will be forgiven. Illa al-mujahirin, except those people who expose their sins to the people, who commit their sins publicly. And when they commit their sins in the night, on the next morning, they come to the people and they come to the public and they say, you know, last night I did this thing. This is called mujahideen, exposing your sins publicly. You are declaring that I do these sins. So this is the consequence of sin. Slowly and gradually you are doing the sins openly and in public. Sixth thing, when you commit the sins, your heart becomes sealed like it is heedless. People will advise you, but the advice will have no impact on you. You will be listening to the lectures, you will be going to the mosque, but there will be no impact on you because your heart has position which has become rusted or sealed, as it has been mentioned in the Quran. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksubun. There are some hearts which have become sealed. There is rust on their hearts. What is the reason? Ma kanu yaksubun. They are committing sins. Due to their sins, practicing of sins, now their hearts have become heedless, their hearts have become sealed. And when your heart is sealed, it is rusted, my brothers, the second effect is on your face. The scholars have said, those people who are committing sins, the sins eliminate the radiance of face. Their faces are blackened. Sins also darken the face, weakens the heart, weakens the body. And those people who are coming to the mosque, reading the Quran, reciting the Quran, regularly, there is a sign of piety, there is a sign of radiance, there is glory, their faces are shining. As said by scholar, وَجَدَتِ الْحَسَنَةُ نُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ وَزَيْنًا فِي الْوَجْهِ وَقُوَّةً فِي الْأَمَلِ. My brother, if you are doing good deeds, your good deeds will enlighten your heart. Your good deeds will shine your face. Your good deeds will strengthen your actions. But if you are committing bad deeds, remember your faces will be blackened. There will be nuisance on your face. There will be nuisance in your life. Similarly, end him of today's lecture by committing sins. A person loses his respect in the society. He is subject to humiliation. The person who is committing sins. Why? The whole scholars have said, Man kana yuridu al-izzata falillahi al-izzatu jami'a. Whomsoever desires to have respect in the society, he should be remembering that all respect, all glory is for Allah. And when you are committing the sins, you will lose the respect. People will be respecting you, but just to please you. They will not be respecting by their hearts. They will not be respecting truly, devotedly. They will just be respecting you to save themselves from you. There will be no true respect, because a person, if is committing sin, no one can give you respect in the society. You will be subject to humiliation. Instead, your children, your wife, your brothers and sisters, they would not be respecting you. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مُكْرِمٍ. If Allah subject you to humiliation, then who can give you respect? Only Allah can give us respect. But if you are committing sins, you cannot reach to the greatness. This is the reason the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, before the day of judgment, the time will be coming when Muslims will be greater in number, but non-Muslims will be eating them. Why? Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why the non-Muslims will be eating us? Will we be fewer in number? Will we be less? No. You will be more. But your stage, your position will just be like as a form of a torrential flood. You will not be having impact on the world, because you will be loving the world and committing the sins, and there will be no good deeds in your account. Last thing, prevention of sustenance. When a person is committing sins, he is unable to have a successful life in means of provision and sustenance. As Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Inna rajula la yuhramu rizqu bi dhanbi yusibuhu. Verily, a person is deprived of rizq and sustenance because of the sins he is committing. For example, many of the times we have seen the people, they are unable to eat. Good dishes are in front of them, but they are unable to eat. They say there are health problems. We cannot eat this. Why? Many things. You will be having problems, but the reason, one of the reasons is committing sins, disobedience to Allah. The person is under financial loss, heavy burdens of debt. He is unable to pay his loans. He has taken the loans, but he is unable to pay the loans. He is not having the peace in his life. He is not progressing. His business is not progressing. He is earning, but whole of his wealth is going away in heavy expenditures. What is the reason? Inna rajula la yuhramu rizqu bi dhanbi yusibuhu. A person is deprived of provision and sustenance because of the sin he is committing. This means if you are committing sins, you cannot have abundance of wealth. Person who are doing the sins, surely, certainly, verily, gradually, they will be going towards the poverty. If they are not going towards the poverty, their coming generations will have to face the famine and poverty. Last thing, as mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. You will be striken with disasters. You will be striken with calamities. You will be striken with troubles. Why? Because of the things you do. This means, if the people are committing sins, they will be facing the troubles, they will be facing the punishments, they will be facing the cyclones, they will be facing the tornadoes and other things, disasters, floods. And we have observed recently, my brothers, as observed in Mozambique, there can be many reasons, trials from Almighty Allah. But what one reason, when people start committing acts of disobedience, acts of displeasure, and then when they are violating the commandments of Almighty Allah, things happen as we have observed. There are earthquakes, there are cyclones. And just to end what we have observed, I cannot say what has happened in Mozambique. It is a punishment for them. We cannot say. We can just pray for them. But still we can say it is an eye-opener for every one of us. We should be praying for them. I just want to quote you to understand what is the consequence of sin. And what is the consequence when Allah is displeased with the people who are committing sins? It has been mentioned in the newspapers recently the calamities of Mozambique, the people have said, people no longer take the bodies to graveyard. They are staying with the dead bodies. They are staying, this is the dilemma of this time. People are staying with the dead bodies. The reason, it is impossible to bury the dead. It is impossible to bury the dead. Some bodies are hanging from the trees due to cyclone. There is not a single pane of glass left. Every house is destroyed due to cyclone there. What is the reason? There can be many reasons. But still, this is an eye-opener for us. We should be turning to Allah before we return to Allah. We will not have a second opportunity. This life is very precious. I cannot say that you should start doing good deeds from the next day. You should be starting doing good deeds from today. Your every moment of this life should be counted as a piety, as a goodness. You should be avoiding the sins. When a day ends, at the end of the day, you should be analyzing how many sins I have committed. If I am committing 20 sins a day, this means 600 sins a month and 7,000 or 8,000 sins in a year. And I will be answerable in the court of Allah. May Allah bless us and give us the courage and strength that we start abandoning the sins. We start leaving the sins and start doing the good things. The month of Shaban is coming and then there is the month of Ramadan. May Allah bless us to do good deeds in abundance and save us from the torment, from the calamities, from the natural disasters and from the punishment. And those people who are affected, especially in Mozambique and other parts of the world, may Allah help them in this crucial and critical moment. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.